You are now tuned in to the Altitude Podcast. Here we go. Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz. And it feels so good to be back. We're live right now, Altitude Podcast. So excited to be back with you today. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's the Altitude Podcast. Let's go. Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz, and we're back again, giving you that real that you can feel, that new that's just for you. So let's go ahead and get into it today. There was an interview done by Charlamagne Tha God with Cash Money Records owner Birdman, and it got taken way left, way crazy, way out of context, but it gave birth to one of the most iconic phrases of this decade that is still being used today, and that phrase is, put some respect, with a K, put some respect on my name. There's a lot of people who want respect, feel they deserve respect, but the things that you are doing are not leading people to believe that you deserve the respect that you believe you're due. Now, the question is, whose fault is that? Is it their fault for not giving it to you up front because everyone should have a certain level of respect and decency given to them up front? Or is it your fault because you allow people to do what they do to you?
The answer is both of y'all.
Because they should have the decency to treat you with respect, but it's also your fault because you allow them to treat you that way. There are a lot of people who get respect confused with submission. There are people that believe if I submit, if I just stay quiet, if I just stay in my little box, no one will disrespect me. No one will treat me with contempt. They will not treat me like I am irrelevant. And over time, my loyalty will overshadow my personality in that person's eyes. I got bad news for you.
That's not how the world works.
If you want respect, you have to put yourself in a position where your respect is taken. Respect should be given. However, it is not. It has to be taken, and it is taken through your actions and your actions only. So now the question becomes, well, K Fitz, how do I gain my respect? How do I get my respect from the people around me? Today, that is exactly what we are going to talk about. I am going to give you 5 ways that you can go about getting respect put on your name. I'm going to give you 5 ways that will get you the loyalty, the respect that you deserve because you have put in the work, you have put in the hours, you have put in the commitment, you have put in explosive effort. So let's talk about how to get that respect that you rightfully deserve. Guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's the Altitude Podcast. Here we go. You can't control other people's actions, but you can always control your reactions. But what I also want to bring to you today is that you can control your preeminent actions as well. Now, I know they're both actions, but a lot of times when people think of action, they think of what they're doing presently in the moment and what they do after something happens, i.e. a reaction. But today I want to really dial in on what we do prior to getting stigmas put against our name or putting people in a predicament where they feel like they're right for disrespecting us. So let me first say, you are a human being. You are not entitled to disrespect. Unless you have done something that warrants it, you are not entitled to it. I don't care about gender, race, religion, handicap, no form of discrimination, no form of whatever the case may be. Do you deserve to be disrespected? So let's get that out the way, number one. Number two, I want you to understand that there are things that you can do that can prevent you from being disrespected before things get real ugly, real fast. So here we go. Number one, what you can do is check people when they try you. Sometimes there will be people who feel that they can disrespect you because you are the easy target in the room. You are the simp. You are the person that they know if they throw a shot at you, you're not going to say anything back. And you make them look bigger, badder, stronger, tougher, you know, all that good stuff. You make them look like they're big and bad. And what they don't realize is they're just making themselves look like disrespectful, arrogant, ignorant. You get my point. What you have to do is you have to shut that down. When you allow that to happen, you establish a new standard. Let me say that again.
When you allow people to disrespect you, you have established a new standard.
And that standard is that you are no longer a person, you are a doormat, meaning that you are welcome to be stepped on at any time. Please feel free to step on me, feel free to rub mud on my back and walk over me. Feel free to throw me on the ground, and when that bus comes by, don't try to pick me up, I'm used to being thrown under it. Today needs to be your absolute last day that you allow that to happen. You read them, you let them know that they are in the wrong, and you put them in a position where they understand that you're not going to be disrespected and you are not going to be belittled in front of others. Because we all know that when one person disrespects you in public, other people are watching, they are assessing, and they want to see if they can do the exact same to you. Now, what I will tell you is make sure that you're smart about it. Be tactful about it. If you have to, pull them to the side. If they do it in front of other people, find a way, tactfully. This is something that has to be worked on, because me, myself, I've never been a tactful person. I've always been, if you check me, I'm checking you straight back on the spot, and I'm giving you the exact same energy you gave me. Shout outs to Charlamagne the God. But what you have to be able to do in these corporate settings, in these business settings, you have to keep in mind your money is on the line. Your future is on the line, and how you respond can be the difference between another zero next to a check or another zero taken off. So keep that in mind as you make your moves. But never allow someone to disrespect you, no matter what position they hold. Never allow it. Number two that I want you to do, I want you to get in the habit of being proactive. I cannot express this enough. The quickest way for someone to believe that you are not proficient, that you deserve to be put under a bus, is when they feel like they can say what you're gonna do and they can predict what's gonna happen post. Oh, she's gonna show up late. She always shows up late. And then you show up late. And then the next day, when you're not in the room, she's gonna show up late. She's gonna show up late. And then you show up late again. Every time that you do that, all you're doing is giving ammunition to that person and confidence to someone else to pick similar ammunition up to fire at you, i.e. disrespect bullets. Bang, bang. You have to be ahead of the gun. Get in there early. Put your work in. Be aggressive about it. Ask the hard questions. Go see people face to face. Let them know that you mean business, because when they know that you are on your game, it puts people in a position where they can't just say no. They can't just say you're average. They can't just say that's a nobody. And when people see that you're on your game and someone tries to disrespect you, the person who disrespects is discredited. Next thing that you can do, avoid gossip. Oh! Gossip. You gotta stay away from the gossip. Let me tell you right now, if you're a person at work and you're the person that constantly has something to say about somebody else's struggles, let me tell you something. When you attempt to put somebody else's struggles under a microscope, your struggles are put under a microscope twice as much, because your comfort in saying that someone else looks bad means that you have nothing that makes you look bad. And when there's something that's there, when there's a skeleton in the closet, I promise you, it only takes one time. Their skeleton makes your skeleton look like an entire graveyard.
To this day.
When people want to talk about others, when people want to talk smack, when you want to be in the room and be the person that's spreading rumors, nah, cut that out. Don't be that person. I'm telling you right. Look, I'm gonna clap my hands with this. I'm telling you right now, the person who does that always has a target on their back everywhere they go. Watch yourself. The next thing I'm going to tell you, don't be over nice. Now, I believe in showing love to everybody. Move your dreams, move the world. That is my inspirational note to everybody that I meet, to everyone that I encounter.
However,
there are a lot of people that are just way too nice. And the problem is not that you are nice, it's the fact that you have a nice button and you use it improperly. Here's a better way to say it. Imagine if rude, assertive, and nice are all on one volume knob. And you take that knob and you turn it all the way to the right where nice is. And then you snap it off. And because you only know nice and you think that nice is the only way, you don't understand that you need to dial back a little bit. And you need to go back to that assertive button. You know why? Because the person that's being rude to you, when you turned your knob all the way to the right to nice, they turned theirs all the way to the left where it said rude. And they broke the knob off. So now they're tone deaf to being nice to people. You need to be able to turn that switch and let them know, I love you, but I don't play. Last time I checked, my name on Xbox, my name wasn't PS4. Facts. Big facts. If you allow yourself to be a pushover, it only takes a person to slide over you one time for it to be a slippery slope for the rest of your life. You have to cut it out. You have to know when to be assertive. You have to know when to be nice. Never be rude, but you have to know when to be assertive. You have to be able to dial back into that way of being. There's a song in one of these, I forgot which car it was. I think it was Acura. They have a commercial when the song's like, you're gonna make me go back, way back to the oldest me. But see, I'm that guy. I'm very kind to you, but I will go back, way back to the oldest me in a heartbeat if done wrong. So don't be too nice. The next thing we're going to talk about is you have to have a real life value system. Let me tell you something, being very, very honest with you, matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something personal. As a member of the United States Army, we have a value system that's already pre-built for all of us. 7, and it spells out leadership, loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, personal courage. Those are the Army's values, and I respect those values to the highest degree. Just because you're a part of a company that has values, that does not mean that those values are lived by you. We have to set, live, and enforce our own values. And you cannot allow other people the opportunity to test your values. Now, let me tell you this. If someone does test your values and you fail, let me tell you something. Those values that you thought you had were never your values in the first place. Because when they become values, they're ironclad. They're a contract between you and your soul. You're not in a position to break any of them. They are your non-negotiables, non-breakables, unterrible. No one can get close enough to try to destroy them because they get destroyed before they can get within arm's reach. You need to look at yourself and be honest. Is your code, I don't gossip? The minute that somebody gossips, I immediately walk out the room because I don't want nothing to do with that. I don't try to throw people under the bus during meetings. If anything, I take them after the meeting, I pull them to the side and I address them and let them know this is not how I do business. I am not the person that's going to stay at work super late because somebody else can't get their work done on time. I'm not that person. I am not going to take on somebody else's responsibilities because they failed to apply themselves accordingly. There's a value system you have to have. And the cool thing is every situation that passes that requires you to make a decision of this is what I'm going to do or that is what I'm going to do. And it hits your heart as to the reason why. If it hits your core, that is an opportunity for you to immediately create a value. You have to create values. You have to create your moral code and you have to live and die by that code. You have to. Here's the last one I'm going to tell you. This is a very, very hard one for me. You know one of the number one things that will get you respect absolutely guaranteed? Be the person that's willing to say no. Now, I'm not telling you that you should say no to everything. I'm not telling you that you should be Mr. and Mrs. Perfect. What I am telling you is that when people believe that they can just throw anything on you, they will literally throw just any and everything on you. When people feel like you're going to do the grunt work if I tell you to, you're going to do it because I told you to, then they'll get too comfortable. You can't allow people to be that way. You can't allow people to do that. You are more respected by people when you say no than agreeing to do everything. So what I'm telling you is don't say no to everything, but say no to the things that you know you have no business doing. Like I said in the previous, in regards to your moral code, you have to know when to stand up for yourself and say, no, this is not what I do. I value my time. So no, I'm not going to take that on. This is not in my lane. So I'm not going to take this on. This is not my place. If the opportunity does not present opportunities for you to grow, why are you wasting your time in it? Because at that point, you are literally wasting your time. And do not let anybody, for any reason, waste your time. Your time is way too valuable. And if you don't respect your time, expect no one else to respect your time. And if they don't respect your time, do not expect them to respect you. That's all I've got today, guys. I hope you enjoyed. I hope I gave you some things that you can take with you and that you can use to get your respect, maintain your respect, and hopefully give you something that you can use to better respect even yourself. My name is Kate Fitz. It's the Altitude Podcast. Until next time, make sure you guys are following me on Instagram at Official KFITS. That's Official KFIT. It is the same for Twitter. You guys take care. I'll see you next time. Until then, move your dreams forward.